At the time that I'm recording this video, it's the month of October 2020, and I'd like to share with you a message about the prayer of the Rosary. The month of October is often devoted to the prayer of the Rosary in the church, and the Rosary is a really wonderful prayer, and there's so many benefits to the daily recitation of the Rosary. I remember years ago I was saying a Mass at 4 o'clock in a church. It was the Vigil Mass, which we have in our parishes on Saturday evenings, and I had given this powerful homily about the Rosary. And as I was preaching this homily, I was thinking, wow, everybody's going to listen to this, and they're going to be fired up about praying the Rosary, and I'm going to put this homily together in the most eloquent fashion so people can be convinced of the power of the Rosary. Well, at the end of the Mass, I'm greeting all the people at the door of the church, and when that happens, you got all these people coming at you, and often you have people who want to say things really important to you. Sometimes you have people just making small talk. And it's like all these TIE fighters coming in at you really fast. And you're trying to process who to talk to when and all that. Well, as I was greeting the people as they left the church, this old man, he must have been 90 years old, is walking very slowly up to me. And he could barely lift his feet off the floor. He was shuffling along the floor. And he held up the rosary beads he had in his hands. And he said to me very softly, he said, "I was a prisoner of war, captured by the Nazis in Germany, and I prayed this rosary every single day, and it saved me." That's all he said. And then I said, "Well, that's good, sir. That's a wonderful prayer." And then he left, and that testimony of that man stuck in my heart. Here's a man who was in the midst of hell on earth, and he was there as a young man. You know, when you think of people who go to war, they go to war as young people at a time in their life when they're still trying to figure out what life is all about. And this man was in the midst of hell on earth, day and night. We hear stories about what those prison camps were like, and we read stories or see movies about it, but you can never really understand it unless you experience it. You have to imagine you're in a situation where you're separated from all of your loved ones. And you probably come to this awareness that the greatest gift you have in your life is your family, your relatives, and all the friends that you love. And you can't be near them. You're totally separated from them. And they probably think you're dead. They might be dead. And you're totally lost in your life. Everything in your life that has meaning has been taken away from you. Imagine this man, his dignity was trampled upon every single day. He was made to feel worthless, as if his life had no value. He'd been rejected by bad people in a position of power, threatened with all kinds of health problems and death and violence and constant uncertainty each day and each night. Think about that for a moment. We can go to tough times during our day, but when we go to sleep at night, we're like, this night will be certain. We know what's going on. We're not going to face any battles, not any trials. We'll face it in the morning. But this man, even at night, facing all these uncertainties and threats and the trampling of his dignity, that man found a way to cope. He found a way to go on in the midst of that hell on earth. And according to him, it was the prayer of the rosary. He told me, "I prayed this rosary every day and it saved my life." That's a powerful testimony. That's a testimony that is worthy of our attention and our acceptance. Now, we don't go to situations like those horrible prison camps, but we do experience similar kinds of suffering in our life, things that are traumatic. Every one of us at some point can be crushed by life. We can be treated unjustly, our dignity trampled upon by others. We can feel as if our life is worthless and has no value. We can be in abusive situations where bad people hurt us. We can have uncertainty in our life and health problems and death, and you know, we kind of have a certain trauma that we're going through each day with this pandemic, trauma that affects us directly or indirectly in ways that we don't know. Whatever traumatic situation we're in the middle of, we might feel in our own lives that we're going through a hell on earth. Well, don't listen to me. Listen to that old man. He gave us something that can help us in the midst of whatever suffering you have. He prayed the rosary every single day. It was like his escape from that prison. It was like his entrance into light in the midst of darkness. You know, the prayer of the rosary is really special. It has the prayers, the Hail Mary, the Our Father, the Glory Be, but it has that spiritual part, which is the meditation on the mysteries of the life of Jesus and Mary. Those mysteries of the rosary are like the big events in the gospel. The gospel means good news. And that man, in the midst of his hell on earth, was looking for good news. And that rosary prayer helped him to enter into that good news in the midst of constant bad news. And so don't take my testimony for it. Listen to that old man. You pray the rosary every day. If you don't know how to pray the rosary, well, you obviously have internet access, so look it up, how to pray the rosary. Study it, get some rosary beads. If you don't have rosary beads, you got 10 fingers, use that. And start to pray the rosary each day. Try to grow in the practice of praying the rosary each day. You can pray the rosary in good times and in bad times. And you can attach so many intentions to your prayer of the rosary. And you might be experiencing right now in your life what you feel is a hell on earth. If you pray the rosary in the midst of that horrible situation that you have, you are going to be connected to heaven. You really will be. There are saints who refer to the rosary as the chain of hope, the chain that unites us to God. So add this prayer to your life. It's really a prayer, and it's very special. It's a prayer that when you pray it, it is always time well spent. I don't know how many times where I didn't feel like I wanted to pray the rosary, and I did. And at the end of the rosary, I felt like, I'm glad I prayed the rosary. Who knows how this prayer of the rosary will help you? That old man, in the midst of his horrible situation, found the rosary to be a chain that liberated him from the chains of that horrible death camp, that prison camp. Pray the rosary each day. Get to it, make it part of your life, and never give it up. God bless you.